Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Disney Dining Show. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Charles Boda.
Hello.
And Steve Porter.
Hello.
And this week, we are going to talk about unpopular Disney dining opinions. So, Steve, this was your idea. Please explain to us what we're doing here.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things at Walt Disney World that, you know, get held as great snacks or restaurants or dishes that you must try and must have. And I think we should knock some of those down with what we think are, you know, maybe undeserving and don't deserve to be heralded as so great and wonderful. So I can start off right away because I have one right off the bat that I do not like. In fact, I hate, but some people seem to love, and that is the turkey legs. I think they taste like ham, and ham's good, but I don't want it in turkey leg shape. Why is it pink? It's all like stringy, and it just feels like you're biting into a bunch of tendons. I don't understand the appeal of the turkey leg at all.
I do happen to love turkey legs. I haven't had one in a long time.
The Disney turkey legs you like?
Yeah.
Why? They're disgusting.
No, I don't think so. I think they're really good, and they're pink because they're mostly smoked. And smoked meat tends to be pink.
I don't care about the reasoning. It's horrible and disgusting.
You don't care about the facts, do you, Steve?
Maybe.
Why are they pink? I'm explaining why. I don't care about that. So there's no talking to you about...
It's disgusting. Anyone that likes them is wrong.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Okay, so I have some questions for you on that. Like, I've never gotten one, and here's my primary reason. I don't like carrying something extra for an extended period of time. I like something that I can eat and then move on. And the turkey leg, like, I'm going to be walking around with it, and then I got this weird thing about my hands getting covered with oil, so I have to wash my hands after every meal before I do anything. It's just a whole deal. So the turkey legs, right? Compare them to, like, your Renaissance fair turkey leg or, like, something like that. Are they pretty similar? Like...
I've never had turkey legs besides just from the turkey on Thanksgiving Day.
I believe that Steve's overwhelming emotional response to this is because he was molested by a turkey leg when he was a child.
No, I think they're just disgusting. Disney is convinced that they're not emu. I still am.
That was such a joke. They're not emu.
It might be a joke, and it probably is a joke, but I am still convinced.
Do you know where that started? That started on our boards. Well, that started on our boards in like 19... I swear to God, it was like 1999. Somebody started posting as a joke that the turkey legs were really emu. And
they got me.
Then there was this group of people that thought it was serious, and here I am.
Well,
here okay. I am, 20 years later, and the guy sitting to my left thinks turkey legs are emu. They're turkey legs.
Okay, they're turkey legs, but they're disgusting, and... Okay, I actually looked it up. Emu legs are like 8 times the size, so you'd need like a wheelbarrow if you actually wanted to bring an emu leg around. But they're just disgusting. They taste horrible. The texture's the worst. I don't understand. But we can move on and come back to me for my other unpopular opinion. But
okay.
If I'm going to vent about anything at Walt Disney World, it's about how disgusting...
Lord in heaven, man. He's having a full-on meltdown. Craig is back there shaking his head.
They're horrible.
You reap what you sow, Pete. This is from the board.
I'm telling you. It's crazy. It's crazy. All right, what about you, Charles? What are your unpopular Disney dining opinions?
Wait, I've heard, so wait.
Yeah, I have a bunch. I've mentioned a couple of them in passing before, and there are people on my side. All right, so this is... So the first one that I have is the Dole Whip. Now...
Yeah, I'm going to give you that.
Everybody who just freaked out, I want you to sit there and imagine for a second that you're a first timer. You have no previous memory of like happy childhood with a Dole Whip, right? And then you're planning for a Disney vacation and everybody's like, oh, you got to go out of your way to get a Dole Whip. You just have to. You can't go to property without getting a Dole Whip. The Dole Whip is possibly the best tasty treat that has ever existed. And so you go down there and you go out of your way just to get this amazing, phenomenal Dole Whip. And you take a bite or a lick of it and you're like, well, that's okay. That's what the Dole Whip is. There's so much hype. It's so overhyped as just a unique Disney experience.
Give me.
You have to go out of your way to get it, and it's decent if you like pineapple.
I won't accept that my turkey leg was shut down, but the Dole Whip was like, yeah, they're not that good.
Because it's not.
I will point out, though, I'm not on camera, but I did find, we've had this argument once before on the show, and I was randomly listening to an episode that was in our archives where Kevin, I believe it was, tried to say that Dole Whips were overrated, and Pete chewed him out and said, no, they're absolutely not overrated. They
okay,
are
but then
snack.
I had one. I had one about, I guess it was about a year ago. And I'm eating it, and I'm going, you know what? I really prefer vanilla soft serve to this. It's really not that good. It's, I like pineapple, and I like soft serve ice cream. I just don't care for them together. So I whether or not my feelings on it have changed, that I'm like, nah, it's not that great.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not bad. It's not like the most horrible thing in the world, like Steve is saying about turkey legs. But it's, I mean, the fervor with which people have to go after these things make no sense to me.
Somebody watching this right now, because I said that, is actively angry. I would like to remind you, there's at least one human being probably.
No, there's one person at the table who's actively
angry. But Steve is smiling. There's somebody right now going like, how dare he have the gall to insult my favorite childhood
ice cream.
Okay,
well, that's a medication issue.
I just mean people love the Dole Whip, and they think it's all right. It's decent.
All right. So for mine, and this isn't an overwhelmingly strong feeling, but after our last review of Tony's Town Square, and I had, you know, I was the only one that walked away saying, wow, this was actually quite good. Plus having met the chef. Just started, she was trying to turn that menu around. I am no longer of the impression that Tony's Town Square is the ninth circle of hell. And now that's based on one review. I haven't been back. I will go back and try again and see if I can learn to hate it again. But I don't right now. When I think of Tony's Town Square, I remember the meal I had, the last meal I had. And I'm like, and I also remember how incredibly accommodating they were before they knew what we were doing. How incredibly accommodating they were with my dietary restrictions. And that absolutely left a really good taste in my mouth, as did the meal I had, which I thought was very, very good.
But we all ate at the same meal. And the reason it's an unpopular opinion is his actually was decent. I hated mine. I did not like it. It did not receive high marks from the rest of us, and I was going in hoping that it wouldn't be as bad or that like the badness would be overhyped, but no, I fervently dislike Tony's. I'm still on that side.
I mean, I thought it was not the best, but I didn't think it was absolute worst like I had heard about. But I see what Pete's saying. It's like, he's not saying it's, you know, any fine dining experience, but it's just doesn't right now, it doesn't deserve the hate that it used to get. Not saying that it's the best thing ever, just that it's slightly improved. So I get that. I kind of agree.
All right. And could I give an honorable mention as we're going on just a group of foods that everybody loves and talks about that I don't see the value in? Things that are not normally Mickey shaped that in the parks are Mickey shaped. I'm talking about like your Mickey bars, your Mickey waffles. Everybody loses their mind over this stuff. And here's the thing.
Okay.
It's three circles. A Mickey bar is a chocolate covered ice cream bar, and it's good. It's good if that's what you want. But making something Mickey shaped, and there's a wide range of quality on Mickey waffles that I've heard people mention about too, depending on the resort that you go or the thing. So just being Mickey shaped doesn't make something awesome.
Okay, just no, not by virtue of the fact it's Mickey shaped. However, where the Mickey waffles are concerned, the proper Mickey waffles that are done in the resorts for breakfast. I'm thinking right now of Goofy's Kitchen. out in California at the Disneyland Hotel. That one, the flavor, they're really very good. When they're made properly, they're very, very good. When you're talking about like the full size Mickey waffles, as opposed to the small little guys tend to be nasty. But the full size Mickey waffles, when made properly, they're very, very good.
Which is true of waffles.
I'm going to disagree with you and take the popular opinion because I think, because
you're bitter about the turkey legs.
I am, and I'm going to disagree with everyone.
If they were Mickey shaped turkey legs, he would love
them. No, definitely not. But I think having Mickey shaped things is part of the Disney experience, and it does make them more magical. And you can't get Mickey shaped waffles unless you're going to make them yourself. You can't get those at IHOP, and it makes it...
No, but he's not saying they're bad. He's saying that by virtue of the fact they're Mickey-shaped. And I don't know anybody that's argued that because they're Mickey-shaped that they're somehow better.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's once again, if you go, you gotta have Mickey waffles. You gotta have Mickey bar.
You do gotta get
and Mickey waffles. Here's the thing. Disney is not suffering any lack of Mickey-shaped things.
I don't know anybody that makes the case that... You know, because it's Mickey shaped, it's better. But there is something about, you know, it's not that, you know, the Mickey ice cream bar is somehow better than, you know, a similar chocolate covered vanilla ice cream bar. Oh, yeah. It is that the association you make having it in the Magic Kingdom or having those Mickey waffles at a character meal. That the association is what makes them special, and I think there's value to that. The same way I think there's value to the fact that you really only get. For me, I've only ever really seen turkey legs at Disney. So I mean, I'm sure they're available other places, just not the places I go. So there is something about that that makes it. You know, the same argument can be made for turkey legs as can be made for Dole Whips. Which are no longer, you know, used to be Dole Whips were special because they were exclusive to Walt Disney World and the Dole Plantation. Disney World, Disneyland, and the Dole Plantation out in Hawaii. Now they're showing up everywhere. So it's not quite as exclusive as it used to be. But
I'll give my honorable mention now. I think, well, I don't know how unpopular it is with us, but I know a lot of people love Be Our Guest no matter what. But I think that their lunch, the lunch at Be Our Guest is... Nothing special. I think it's...
Oh, I think that's commonly held.
I don't know. I think that people love Be Our Guest no matter what it is.
Now, I've heard a lot of pushback on breakfast and lunch at Be Our Guest as being really subpar.
Well, if it's a popular opinion, then I guess I believe in that one too. But I don't know.
Sorry to shoot you down. He's still so bitter about the turkey leg.
Yeah. You know, the best part is the next time we go, I'm getting a turkey leg. I gotta know.
They smell, too. They stink. Like, when you're walking around someone that has one, it's like, get away.
It smells like turkey.
No.
Is that how you act on Thanksgiving?
No, because turkey on Thanksgiving is delicious and juicy and the texture's perfect and it's not red and pink. It's awesome.
So what are yours? What are your unpopular... Disney Dining Opinions, NY, podcast@disunplug.com. We may discuss them in a future show. And that will do it for this episode, this very spirited episode of the Disney Dining Show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you again next week. Have a great week, everyone.